Well, the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas calls Israel a gangster over its decision to freeze Palestinian tax funds. Abbas made that remark while opening a meeting of senior Palestinian officials in the city of Ramallah. Officials are expected to discuss overall ties with Israel, including the possibility of suspending security coordination. Tensions have been simmering ever since Israel announced that it is halting the transfer of more than $100 million it collects on Palestinians' behalf. That is in retaliation for Palestinians' decision to join the International Criminal Court, where they plan to pursue war crimes charges against Israel. This is not the first time Tel Aviv has blocked around two-thirds of Palestinian budget. President Abbas has described the latest Israeli tax move as a provocation. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined with Mr. Paul LaRudy, who is with the Free Palestine Movement, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Berkeley, California. Now, Mr. LaRudy, the key words here being gangster, provocation. How do you feel about Mahmoud Abbas's reaction here?
Well, the Israelis are going to make things as difficult as possible for Palestinians when they can. And part of the way they do that is to find an excuse to deny them their own money, to take as much of their money as possible, and basically to starve them. Gaza is an extreme example of that, but they'll impose the same. And if they can get some compliance with or complicity in exchange for the small amounts of funds that they permit to the Palestinian Authority, they certainly will do that. They're not above that.
Indeed, and you know, the Mahmoud Abbas government still, I believe, continues its security coordination, and it's discussing the possibility of suspending that. Is that good enough, do you think, at this point?
I just don't see the likelihood of that happening. There was a time, you will recall, more than a decade ago, when Palestinian security forces actually used their arms against Israeli forces and in order to protect Palestinians. Those days are long gone. I don't ever see anything like that happening again. And the Palestinian forces are an extension of Israeli forces now.
And finally, then, are we going to then see Mahmoud Abbas capitulate when it comes to, for example, any moves of the ICC, etc.?
I think no one will be surprised to see Mahmoud Abbas capitulate. I think, in fact, just the opposite. They will be surprised if he actually pursues a case against Israel in the International Criminal Court, or the Court of Justice. Any legal action that he takes internationally will be a pleasant surprise to an awful lot of people. And let's hope that that Israel pushes him far enough so that he actually will do it.
Fair enough. Well, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Paul LaRudy, who was speaking to us live via Skype from Berkeley.